You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And off the back of those historic election results, I think South Africa is definitely wanting to figure out how we move forward and how we map out the recovery of our economy. More importantly, we know that there's going to be some conversations that are going to be happening around the coalition structures and all the political debates that need to take place over the next 14 days. But I thought let's take a look at what the different permutations mean for the South African economy and just how we can use them to our advantage, because this is also a unique opportunity for us to get the economy back on track and have a coalition structure that potentially reignites a very stagnant economy. I'm joined on the line by Wayne Duvenage, CEO of the organization Undoing Tax Abuse, to just reflect on this and try and see how we move forward. Good evening, Wayne. Lovely to speak to you again. Let's start by getting your reactions as Outer. How did you feel about the election outcome? Was it an expected outcome? Were there surprises that you think might have been something you weren't expecting?
Yeah, I think, look, first of all, we did expect that the ANC is going to have to coalesce with somebody because they were going to dip below the 50%. We didn't expect it to be as low as it was, at just over 40%, because I think most of us didn't expect that MK, although there were polls that indicated that, would come out as strongly as they did on the overall numbers. So, but that it is what it is, and it does give us a number of very interesting permutations going forward as to who can govern all the provinces and the country and how that's going to happen. So it was very interesting. I think another factor that was quite disappointing was the low success rate of the new parties. We were expecting a little bit more, not much more. So I think it does indicate clearly that people are a little bit skeptical about where those are coming from, and they are breakaways. I'm talking now Rise, Mzansi, and Bosa and Action SA. They're breakaways from the DA side, while the other bigger players are breakaways from the ANC. And that permutation, when you add them all together, is very similar to what it has been in the past.
Wayne, I want to look at some of the predictions, right? So there's a lot of predictions, and obviously we don't have time to get into all of the different mathematical calculations around which party ends up with which majority. I want to look at it from the point of South Africa Inc. What coalition structures or what coalition kind of arrangement works for South Africa to move forward economically speaking? I know we can debate the political side of it and the policy side of it till we all go blue in the face, but how do we move the economy forward? What do investors want to see here?
I think the investors would want to see an ANC, DA and IFP coalition. And that coalition and that structure in both KZN and Gauteng will keep the economies of those provinces out of the hands of what we call a coalition, if it did engage with EFF and the Patriotic Alliance and MK, or any variation of that, is not going to be good for the economy. And I think that's a strong possibility, but it's going to bring new dynamics as well. And from our perspective, from a civil society perspective, a dynamic that's going to ensure better oversight, we believe, when it comes down to maladministration and transparency or the lack thereof and corruption. Because there's going to have to be a higher tolerance for dealing with those matters. And we can't have the ANC behaving in the way it has been up until now. And when we look at what's been happening in mining, transport, the whole higher education space, there's so much work that has to be done. And that will bode well for good politics or better behaved politics going forward. So I think that will be the better permutation, ANC, DA and IFP.
Wayne, how important is stability at this stage? Because there's been a lot of talk around saying, okay, we finally gotten the ANC below 50%, we can finally start to change things up and all of that. But history has also shown us that no political party is perfect. So this alliance that we are proposing doesn't necessarily guarantee that either the DA or the IFP is a perfect party and that no wrong will be done from their part. But how important is stability for investors, both local and international. I mean, we saw that the Purchasing Managers Index came through and business activity declined, and that's a serious concern. So obviously, local businesses are not feeling very confident. They're not being very active. And this is something that we need to quickly address if we are to keep the economy on track.
Very much so. So obviously you have the threats of violence that we are seeing from a KZN point of view, with the MK being very happy with certain situations. But I think more importantly is the stability in whatever coalition, even if it is an ANC, DA and IFP coalition. What does that look like? Because what we can't have is the musical chairs that we see so often in the big coalition politics in the big cities. And we need stability there. So there's going to have to be a maturity. We are going to have to accept our reality that coalition politics is here for a long time with us. And we have to work through this. We have to wade through the issues that are going to come up and mature when it comes down to coalition politics. And this is where civil society is going to have to play a big role in calling out and exposing the issues that we are concerned of directly with the new parliament, with the new MPs, where there is a lot more variety now, and raise the issues and call for cool heads, focused thinking on putting the people first, the country first. And if we can get through 6 months to a year of relative stability there and see that this coalition at the national and provincial level can work, then I think we'll start to see good fruits and returns from that in the economy going forward. But we've got to, I think the jury's out now and the investors want to see exactly how we do handle this.
And certainly the world is watching with bated breath to see how we respond to this. One thing I do want to commend South African voters on is that we were the calmest, regardless of the voting, regardless of the outcome. There was no unrest. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been any up to this point, and I hope it stays that way. Wayne, I want to look at something before I let you go around the way forward. Right. So we've identified kind of where we stand. This is our new reality, and this is what we need to do going forward. How do we get the easy wins in the bag? So regardless of whatever coalition we end up with, right, we're going to end up in a situation where one political party has made an agreement with another political party that we may not like. You and I may not agree on it, but it's going to be the reality. How do we as South African businesses, South African citizens, then reignite the economy under a new coalition government, understanding that, as you said, policy is going to be difficult to pass and other things are going to be harder to get through now, now that we have differing opinions and differing parties that are in the leadership space?
Yeah, look, I think we're going to have to be able to share. This is where the media comes in. Very, very important to get the message through to government, the views of civil society at large as to how we feel about certain situations. And as we've said before, what has panned out over the last 5 years when Cyril came in under the Tumamina dispensation and thinking that we were all ready for this change, it never happened. And that's because largely his hands were tied behind his back. Partially, I think that's still the same, but to a lesser extent where the ruling party sits now. We have to send the clear message that this is what we need, and we will not tolerate the gross maladministration that's been happening. So what we would like to see quite quickly, and I think that will bode well, we need to send the message clearly to the politicians. We cannot have the Gwede Mantashes, the Bladen Zamandes, and the Becky Kleles in their positions. They have failed. So we can't put failing politicians into the executive going forward. If we do that, it's going to send the wrong message. And we must make that very, very clear to whichever coalition is formed. And I think that message is coming through strong already as we speak. So it's going to be so important that the narrative of the public and through the media is driven to the leadership so that they get it right properly.
Absolutely important that the right message gets across to the right individuals, and I certainly think that the elections were a first step to showing the voice of the South African people and what that voice is capable of. I think we'll leave it at that, Wayne, and we'll definitely catch up as we find out the outcomes of these coalitions and where we move forward to from here. That's Wayne Duvenage, CEO of the organization Undoing Tax Abuse, joining me to share their reflections and thoughts around the election outcomes and what it means for the economy.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.